Hello and welcome to Through Imperial Eyes, the weekly news show on this podcast feed. I am your host, Brayden Ledbetter.
And I'm your co-host, Jackson Daleen.
And we're here to talk about some more Star Wars news. I hope you guys liked our announcement of our new show yesterday. I hope you checked out our Rising Storm review that came out. We're very excited about this new show we're doing because we need to read more Star Wars books. We definitely need to read more Star Wars books.
Yeah, honestly. I'm getting far into Bloodline though, so
yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, no, it's getting good. It's some big stuff has been happening. So,
well, cool. What have you been up to the past week or so since we've last spoken on this show?
Mainly Bloodline. That's kind of been my only Star Wars outlet. I'm trying to think, has anything come through Goodwill that? Oh, a like an old like FX like Vader lightsaber came through. At Goodwill. Like the one that I have on my wall, like just like that. And I was like, these are worth like $100 minimum.
What were they selling them for?
It came through on like the donation, but we turned it into Shop Goodwill. It was a little beat up. It was a little dirty. I think it had been in storage for a while before they got rid of it. But obviously, anything that's like that, where like we usually send it off and they sell it like on Goodwill's eBay. But yeah, so that came through.
Cool. I'm
trying to think if anything else was big or whatnot. I've got some books and I've got some movies, but that's about it. Nothing too crazy. I've been preoccupied. Yesterday was my 1 year anniversary with my girlfriend. So
congratulations.
We went to Memphis and hung out. Thank you very much. We just had a good time and had dinner last night. Yeah, so it's just kind of what I've been up to with just different stuff. What about you? What's your Star Wars life?
Star Wars life, not too much, unfortunately. I've been super, super busy, as I always am, with life stuff and house stuff. And we're under contract for another house. We'll see how this one goes.
Nice.
We have an inspection tomorrow, so we're going to see how that goes. But I did manage to snag a Target exclusive copy of Out of the Shadows, Justine Ireland new book. I love that cover is so cool. It's like this Nile mask. It's super sick. I don't know if it's Lorna D or not. I don't think so. And then other than that, yeah, just been stressed out and also chilling. So
that's cool.
That's how my life's been. I keep hearing all this Kenobi news and I'm like, ooh, we're getting close.
Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah, I bet your trailer's going to come out here soon.
I know. Well, cool. Speaking of Kenobi, what kind of news we got this week?
Yeah, so we'll jump right in. my first isn't about Kenobi, but we'll jump into the news. So Star Wars The Bad Batch was announced for a second season. We'll be getting it for next year in 2022. But this was announced just a few days ago, and I think it's funny that they just kind of were like, oh yeah, by the way, I got a season 2. They're like, yeah, here you go. You'd be like, we know you liked it. No, but this is really exciting. This means that a lot of the stuff that we've kind of been talking about is probably going to go into effect of just like planning for more of the show. How many seasons do you think we'll get total?
I don't think we need that much. I think keep this series nice, short, and sweet. Give us 3 seasons, 4 seasons. Give us like a Rebels kind of thing.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because I think Clone Wars is good, but it has too many seasons. I think there's more quantity over quality with Clone Wars.
Clone Wars didn't really know what to do with itself until it was like 4 seasons in.
Yeah, it took a while to get its footing.
Yeah, no, I agree. Rebels is a very straight and concurrent story. It's like it only needs those 4 seasons.
Yeah, and I think something like this show, I mean, give us 3, maybe 4 seasons, and that's all I need. Yeah. I don't need
and
this.
Just make them, just knock them out of the park. You know, just go big and bold with it, just so you don't have to make a bunch.
I don't
of
need
it.
A 10-year run for Bad Batch, no. 12 seasons. I just don't need that. So,
but I will take 3 or 4.
Yeah, give us the next 4 or 5 years. Get some nice quality seasons in there.
Get that animation out of your system. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'll. It's essentially turning into Clone Wars seasons 8, 9, 10. So.
Yeah, everyone. I saw when Bad Batch, when season 2 was announced, people were like, yeah, Clone Wars season 9.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, well, cool. What next?
Well, next up, we got a little bit of news regarding the Star Wars Hunters game, which has been delayed to 2022, and EA is committed to working on Jedi Fallen Order.
EA has committed. Committed a crime.
It committed a crime. So this comes from GamesBeat. So originally, this game we know was going to be like this Nintendo Direct, I feel like it was going to be a console version of those mobile games you can play, you know? And it says it's also going to be a free to play. But since that's delayed, there was this conference call with EA, and they mentioned during it, they mentioned that it was delayed, and they also mentioned that for Jedi Fallen Order, that they are really impressed with the performance of that game and everything like that, and they are committed to moving on with, you know, more additions to that series. So very exciting stuff. I like Jedi Fallen Order a lot. I don't know if I love it, but I do like it a lot. I really hope the next game, whatever it is going to be, I really hope it's not just going around killing animals.
Yeah.
The whole game. You're just ruining going around killing creatures.
There's a stormtrooper, but it's going to be another 45 until I see another one.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not entirely disappointed in this delay news of Hunters.
Nah. Yeah, like it's a win. It's a win lose, I guess.
Yeah, I think they want to spend a little more time developing Fallen Order 2 or whatever it's going to be.
I saw a thing. I didn't really look into it, but I saw a thing about how Respawn and EA are talking about turning Fallen Order into a full on like franchise. And just making a bunch of them.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I think they need to explore different eras, though. Like, give us like a no-name Jedi from like the sequel era.
I think a really fun idea would have just been like keep it in the same timeline, or at least in that, like, I'd say the 20 years between Death Star and obviously 66, but like have it be different Jedi that all got out of 66, and it's just their stories. But I think they're going to keep on with Cal Kestis.
I think so too.
Which I kind of dig the whole Indiana Jones thing with it then, where it's just like, it's just different adventures that he's on.
And you're finding these different like Jedi.
Yeah. It's just different stories it's just the journeys that he's going on. And I kind of dig that instead of it being like this big congruent story that it's telling, you know,
It has potential to be this really cool kind of Dark Souls Uncharted hybrid.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'll just be cool to see what they do with it. You know, I'm sure it's in super, super early development stages right now. We won't be probably even seeing that game probably 2023, 2024 at the earliest. So
I would say next year the earliest, but yeah, I'm thinking.
You think
20,
so?
I think
a release by next year.
Not a release, but I think we'll see something next year.
Oh, okay, I was thinking release.
No. I bet your release will be like 23.
Yeah.
So, well, cool. Moving on. So here's our Kenobi news. Hey, told you we got some.
Hey.
Indira Varma spoke for an interview. And talked spoke for an interview and talked about her time on the Kenobi series. She was interviewed by Metro News. That's what I was looking for. Was like, where does it say that? So Indira Varma talks about how Ewan McGregor and Deborah Chow have really turned quote this beast to feel like it's an independent movie. So which is kind of a cool thing to hear starting out right away, but we'll jump into what she's really talking about. So quote, "It's such a beast, like an octopus that needs wrangling, but I'm having a brilliant time. Obviously, I can't say anything about it, but director Deborah Chow and Ewan McGregor on the acting side have somehow made it feel like an independent movie. Everybody has their input and there are no fraying tempers," end quote. So before I continue on, we'll kind of talk about that quote directly.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're getting gritty and you know.
We're going to get A24 Star Wars.
Ewan's dialing it up to 12, you know. Yeah. Like, he is dusting off the hand. He's like, don't worry, guys. I still have a trick up my sleeve.
I think we're getting A24 Star Wars with this series.
No, I think so, too. It's going to it's going to be a lot of fun. So, continuing on, when asked about her background on Star Wars, she added, quote, "It's all new to me and really embarrassing. I keep getting called out on stuff, but I did play Princess Leia in the background when I was six without playground when I was six without having seen it. I had long plaits so I could do the hair. I've watched all the old ones now, but I wouldn't say I'm up to speed. I'm still not sure what order they all go in." End quote. No, that's funny, which I like hearing that, because like, she's looking at it as like an art piece, not as a Star Wars piece.
Right. And I think when it comes to like even directors and just, you know, actors in general, I don't think you have to be a Star Wars expert to be able to do something cool in Star Wars.
A story. Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, I mean, George Lucas had never seen a Star Wars movie before he made A New Hope.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right. We saw a leaked photo of Indira Varma back a little while ago of her in an Imperial officer uniform for I guess this show. That was dumb.
I think it released around like Star Wars Day time. Was it May 4th so around there?
My thoughts are, do you think her being in an officer uniform is to throw us off to think she's not Satine?
I don't know. I wonder if they kind of knew paparazzi was around there and they were like, you know what,
someone who looks like a character in Obi-Wan's life. We should probably cover our tracks a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she's actually Grand Moff Tarkin's great-great-granddaughter.
I think a lot of people are... No reaction to that. You don't get anything from me.
All right.
I think a lot of these people in this cast are going to end up actually being like, I don't want to say cameos, but like, they're going to be like almost mundane people in like the world.
It's going to be a curtain call for a lot of the characters we love for the prequels.
It's going to be people that we see that are like really just an officer, but maybe they're an officer that's throughout, you know, the whole show or whatever, but it's played by Kamal Nanjiani, you know, and you're just like, oh, that's cool, you know?
And I think a lot of this show, like I said before, it'll be kind of like, I think we're going to see Bail Organa. I think we're going to see Qui-Gon. I think we're going to see all these main players we love from the prequels.
I think they're trying to hide the obvious without spoiling it all. But yeah, no, I agree.
And I would love to see, I mean, I don't know if this would go off focus from the show, if we did see like a young Leia on Alderaan, like even like a snippet, like a.
I saw some. It was like rumor news, but it was talking about how they were looking for a young Leia cast. That like it wasn't. They didn't cast anybody, but there was rumors that they were holding casting auditions for a young Leia. Which then it was like, if there's young Leia, that obviously kind of means Bail. But then, does that mean we're obviously going to get young Luke? You know.
I think we will.
I think we will too.
Because I think
even if it is just a quick little snippet.
Yeah, I think this show's gonna give us a lot of the stuff we've been speculating for who's gonna show up. Like, I don't know about things like Ahsoka or anything like that, but a lot of the obvious things.
You
like
gotta
obviously,
hate
if we're gonna
it, you
see,
know?
if we're gonna see Hayden with, you know, in the Vader suit, and we're gonna see Uncle Owen and Aunt Peru, we're definitely gonna see Luke and. All this, if Obi-Wan is like in exile, why would he not see Qui-Gon at all? Like, why would they not announce? I mean, they're trying to keep it a surprise, but we all know these obvious people
are
going to
be showing
up.
So cool. It's going to be so cool. No, I agree.
It's going to be so cool.
Well, cool. What do we got next?
Let's move on here to some more Disney Plus series news. We got a rumor. So we have Alex Lothar. I don't if anybody does not know who that is. He's the kid from End of the Effing World. He joined the cast of Andor, reportedly. According to Direct, he's been cast in an unspecified role, and it's unclear how big his role is. But he's another excellent addition to the star-studded cast. He's also appeared in, like I said, End of the Effing World, and he's also was in an episode of Black Mirror, and he recently starred in The French Dispatch, and is set to appear alongside Adam Driver in Matt Damon in The Last Duel.
He's in Imitation Game.
That too,
young,
yeah.
He's young Benedict Cumberbatch.
He's a little lad. But, I mean, we're getting some more Andor news. I'm surprised because how long ago was it? Like maybe April, we got almost every week we had Andor's filming here, Andor's filming here, yeah, Andor's filming yeah. here. It's kind of slowed down a little bit. So I think they're getting into the post-production stage. I think they're kind of getting ready because I think we're supposed to be getting it next spring. So they got to be getting ready to at least push out some promotion here, maybe in the fall or the winter at the latest even.
Man, we are just getting so much Star Wars next year.
Yeah, next year's a big year.
Uh-huh. And I bet you from here for the next 5 is going to be like this.
And we still got Star Wars Visions coming out in a couple. Is it? Oh my gosh, that's like next month, isn't it?
We have Visions, Boba Fett this year.
Right.
And then next year Andor,
Bad Batch 2,
Bad Batch, Kenobi. Is Ahsoka supposed to come out next year?
I don't know. That's if Ahsoka 23 or if Mando season 3 is coming next year. I don't know.
I think Mando season 3 is supposed going to try to come out next year, but
if we do, I think it'll be December 2022.
Yeah, probably end it. That'll be a cool Christmas though. Finish it off with Mando season 3. The war for Mandalore, just this, you know, just crazy. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I want a big climactic war on Mandalore. That'll be sick. But budgets, who knows?
They got it.
What do we got next?
New Star Wars Essential Legends Collection. We're getting some new reprints, folks. The third wave of books is announced. As discovered through Edelweiss, 4 new listings for Star Wars The Essential Legends Collection books have been released. Or revealed, I'm sorry. Not released. Whoa, we're not there yet. They're coming out. They're coming out next year, April 5th, before I even get into it. But April 5th next year, 2022. We are getting Darth Bane, Dynasty of Evil. Is that the second one? Or the third one?
Second one is Rule of Two.
Oh, okay. We're getting Darth Plagueis. Mm-hmm. We're getting the Kenobi book.
Predicted that one.
I did predict this one.
You did.
We're getting X-Wing Wedge's Gamble, which I think is the first or second X-Wing book of the X-Wing series. Yeah. And yeah, that's all of them. Yeah, no, I hardcore called that Kenobi, and I'm big hyped to know what that cover is going to look like. Ooh. Like, that's going to be cool, you know, because that already has a really cool cover of itself.
I think it's interesting that we are getting the Kenobi re-release, and we also have a Kenobi series. We have the X-Wing re-release, and then we're getting Rogue Squadron with Patty Jenkins. Wonder if they're doing something there, or if it's just all a big coinky dink.
It's probably just kind of like a cool little callback of like, oh, like here's like the popular stuff too, like with all of this. I think with Kenobi, like, that's going to be something we read, and we're going to end up finding stuff in Kenobi that we're like, it's going to be that that scene from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The whoop, there he is. It's going to be that. It's going to be us being like, oh, John Jackson Miller thought of that.
Oh my God. Whoa. I can't do the whistle thing without wet lips. Are there any other Essential Legends books you'd think that can you predict another one for me? What else do you think they'll go for?
Have they done any of the New Jedi Order? I know there's a lot of different reprints for it, but I don't know. I bet you that'd be fun. I have like 3 of them. I don't know. It's like a 27 book series, but I think the first 3 is its first like well-rounded story. Is like these 3 is just part of it, and the rest is just kind of like it's an anthology, it's all different stuff.
Yeah.
But I have no idea. I need to read them, but I don't want to get deep into those heavy ones because I'm trying to read the Essential Legends while also being in canon books. Yeah, a New Jedi Order would be cool.
It'd be cool to see a release of do you remember that old Death Star book?
You know, so you added me to that Facebook group and someone just posted about that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this isn't Catalyst. What is this? And
no, it's like the comments. Really, it's from like the 90s and it's this Death Star. I don't really know what it's about, but I always saw it in the library when I was a kid. Yeah. And I was like, wow, Star Wars Death Star. That's cool. What's that? Yeah. And then but it'd be cool to see a release of
That would be cool.
This, those, like, those 90s, back when the big wave of just, like, Star Wars literature was coming out every year.
I think they should do, like, the first, obviously not in, like, one wave, do it over time, but, like, the first, like, couple, the Bounty Hunter books, which, like, the second one is The Mandalorian Armor, and that's considered one of the best Boba Fett books. It's, like, one of the first, like, books that really solidified Boba Fett being this, like, part, like, this really cool character. But, like, every time I'm looking for, like, Boba Fett literature, obviously War of the Bounty Hunters, yeah, whatever, but, like, what I mean, like, that Legends universe stuff, The Mandalorian Armor, which is book two, like, pops up, so I'm like, oh, do, like, the first three for reprints, you know, and then you've got at least, like, the good one, and you can at least finish that story if need be. I have no idea how those books go, you know.
Yeah.
I think there's only, like, 10 of them, but, like, still, obviously don't have to do 10 different stuff unless they want to keep doing going with these essential legends. They just end up doing all of the legends.
I think that might be the highest rated like popular legends books I think they're planning on releasing. But it would be cool to see, this isn't really legends, but it would be cool to see them re-release the novelizations of, like, the original trilogy.
Yeah, that would
be
cool.
And the prequel trilogy, because I would love a new reprint of the Revenge of the Sith novelization, because that's my favorite movie novelization of all time.
I bet you those would all be really cool reprints too.
Yeah. Well, cool. Let's kind of move on here with some more interesting news. So, apparently, I don't know if this is confirmed or anything like that, but the Ahsoka series is currently looking for an actress to play a live-action Sabine Wren. So, hidden in an article by The Hollywood Reporter about a newly released What If series from Marvel Studios, which I think came out today, I believe.
Yeah,
at the time of this recording. Writer Aaron Couch is saying that Lucasfilm sources have told them that this is the case. In particular, here are his words, and this is the quote he has. Now, Dawson is leading a live-action Ahsoka spinoff series, with sources saying Lucasfilm is looking for an actress to star opposite Dawson as Mandalorian warrior Sabine Wren. So I think this sort of just confirms that we're going to see a live-action Sabine, honestly.
We've been new.
Who would you cast as a live-action Sabine?
Who plays her? Cast that lady.
Honestly, I'm blanking on her name.
I'm looking it up.
Tia Sakaar.
Yeah, just get her.
She's great. Honestly.
Oh yeah, she totally looks like Sabine.
Give it to her. Give it to her.
I mean, that's kind of what they've talked about this with, like, you know, Lars Mikkelsen playing Thrawn. It's just like, just if they look, if they fit the part, just give him.
If you're gonna do it with Katie Sackhoff, do it with everybody else.
Yeah, literally.
Because if, you know, and you also, even if you were ever to put, like, it would be cool if they put Vanessa Marshall in there.
You're gonna do it with Mark Hamill. Get everybody else.
Honestly, yeah. But even if they were gonna do something like, you know, with, if they were gonna put someone like Hera or something in the show too, get Vanessa Marshall in there. Get. They're going to put Kanan anywhere. You got to get Freddie Prinze in there. So, I think that's it. But it also brings me to, with the Ahsoka thing, Ashley Eckstein wasn't even approached for Ahsoka, for Mandalorian. So who knows what their thinking is behind all this.
That's fair. I think the thing is too, is though, take the character that obviously looks like their person. Ashley Eckstein is an orange.
Well, neither was Rosario Dawson.
But like,
I think you
know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think also with Ashley Eckstein, she is an excellent voice actress. She knows the character more than anybody else. I just don't know if she has the physicality of Ahsoka.
And her now does not look like Ahsoka later.
No.
And obviously, I don't mean that. I keep saying obviously. I don't mean that as like put her in makeup and hair, but I just mean like her natural look now does not match the look and style that Ahsoka is at this age. Because even then, I would be iffy about Freddie Prinze joining. Like, that'd be cool, obviously, but Kanan doesn't look like Freddie Prinze Jr., you know? Now, I haven't seen what Freddie Prinze Jr. looks like in a good minute. He may surprise me with
I think he could do it.
But you could get somebody else as well, and you could say that with anybody.
I just think, I wonder if for everybody it's more important to have the look and physicality or to have the acting chops for the character. I think I would rather have somebody who is a great actor. I mean, I'm not saying that someone who looks like the character won't be a great actor. I'm saying if I had to choose, if someone who didn't really look like the character but was a great actor, and somebody who didn't really, or someone who did look like the character but was kind of so-so in performance, I would go with performance over anything.
Yeah, I agree. I would always go over performance. Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah. That's about all we have to say there. I mean, I think we'll come to see whenever that show comes out. I think it's scheduled for next year, but who knows? But what's next?
So this is our last news for the day. This just came out a little while ago. Today? Yesterday?
Yeah, today, I believe.
Today
as in August 11th.
It's kind of like a, it's not like an official statement, but it's, he's talked about it. So Taika Waititi has stated that he is currently in the writing phase for his new Star Wars movie. Waititi's Star Wars movie is still in the early writing stages, though they appear to have a story locked in. It's still in the exterior space stage, but we've got a story. I'm really excited by it because it feels very me. That's a quote from Taika himself. About the story and his idea for the movie, he added, quote, "I tend to go down that little sincerity alleyway in my films. I like to fool the viewer into thinking, ha, it's this, and then them going, damn it, you made me feel something," end quote. What do we think this movie's going to be? What do you think it's going to be expecting?
I really hope it's Star Wars Thor Ragnarok. I really hope so.
I'm expecting that as well. But what do you think the story is going to be? Like, what do you...
Yeah,
do you,
I don't know.
Where do you think he's going?
I don't know what kind of time period he's going to explore. I don't know what part of the galaxy he's even going to explore. I don't know.
I really think he could pull off like an explorative, like Santeca hyperspace movie. And if it feels very him, that means that it's going to be very, like witty,
and
which
quirky
means
and...
you would expect like the normal people of Star Wars to be like that, not this righteous Jedi, especially if you're going far back. So you can just kind of have this ragtag team of people who end up discovering hyperspace.
You know, it would be kind of cool. Like if he did like a Star Wars Nile Suicide Squad-esque movie.
That'd be a blast. That'd be sick. That'd be super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a lot of
but
fun.
But I don't want to empathize with the Nile, though.
But like something, you know, something like that. You know, he'd do a really good Alphabet Squadron if you're wanting something like that. Because like that's all ragtag, you know, rogue Imperials and people who are just rough to begin with. Yeah, no, I think whatever it's going to be, it'll be a blast. It'll just be a ton of fun.
I've said this before, but I think once the cast starts getting announced, I mean, it'll be a couple of years from now, but once the cast starts getting announced, I think we'll start to get an idea of the tone he's going
what
for. Because he's he takes his time casting his movies, and
that's true.
He always gets the perfect
people.
They're
always so good. Yeah. Oh, they're always such good casts. No, so, I agree. Well, yeah, that's all we got.
Yeah. Ooh, it'd be cool to see. So I didn't know this until like a couple weeks ago, because you know the Ryan Reynolds new movie Free Guy has Taika Waititi and Ryan Reynolds.
I
didn't know like they were good pals, because we saw that
on the regular.
Yeah, because we saw that one that Deadpool introduced into the MCU thing with Taika Waititi. And also, I was watching Green Lantern, and Taika Waititi is in Green Lantern.
Is he really?
He plays like the nerd guy, like his friend. That's Taika Waititi.
That's funny. So, like, did they just become friends from that and have just known each other?
I'm wondering if we're going to see a Ryan Reynolds in a Star Wars.
Honestly,
Ryan Reynolds as our man.
Oh, Whoa, that would be good.
I love that. We're getting too ahead of ourselves here. Let's close the show out, shall we? All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into this very special episode of our Star Wars news. You can find us on our socials on Instagram at Through Imperial Eyes Pod, Twitter at Imperial Eyes Pod, and YouTube. We are Through Imperial Eyes Podcast. Jackson, where can they find you?
As always, you can find me on Twitter. My Twitter is QuaxonScaling. It's QuaxonScaling.
Just Twitter.
Just Twitter. And then Scaling Like the Triangle. And then you can follow my photography Instagram, which is at Daleen_photography. It's Daleen underscore photography. Braden, what about you?
As always, you can find me on Instagram at Braden Ledbetter, and on the Twits, you can find me at Braidathlon, and on Letterboxd, you can see what I'm watching, see what I'm reviewing at B Ledbetter. And please do not be shy. Please make sure to leave that rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really, really helps out the show when you do that. And if you don't have Apple Podcasts, check out our Spotify, check out our Anchor, check out everything else. Just even listening to this, is we are very grateful for you. And this Friday we're gonna get the season finale of Bad Batch, so tune in this weekend for our review. It's gonna be a juicy one, I'm hoping. We'll do a lot of reviewing and speculation discussion. Will be a lot of fun.
I'm gonna cry. It's gonna be a good
time. Then if you haven't already, we did release a new episode of our brand new show, Imperial Book Club, where we review The Rising Storm by Kevin Scott. It was a really fun discussion. We talked for about an hour and a half, so it's really, we really dive deep into the details of that book. So make sure you tune in for that.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Have you ever heard Kevin Scott's voice?
I have. It's very relaxing.
I just did not expect it at all, and I listened to an interview with him a few days ago, or yesterday, and it really threw me off guard when I first heard it. I was like, no way, because his profile picture, he looks younger than what he sounds and looks like. Or what he actually is. So I expected younger, and I just did not get younger. Sorry. Anyway, keep going.
Well, I think that's about it. So until next week, when we gush over Kevin Scott's beautiful voice, may the Force be with you.